You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Picked up by Buffalo, and here they come back out at center. 4-2 Bandits here with a minute left to play to the first quarter. Bird scores!
Bandit season is up and running. They are 1-1 on the season. They open up the year, 15-11 win over Georgia. Last game, though, dropped it 9-8 in overtime to Halifax. It is a little bit of a wait, though, Derek, for the next Bandits game on the 28th at Calgary. The next time Buffalo is actually at home, it'll be year of our Lord 2026, January 3rd at home against Las Vegas. But for more talk on the Bandits, it's time now for our Bandits update. It's brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. Three great locations, Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game. And with that, we go to the Wester Hotline. The sideline reporter of the Buffalo Bandits, Dave Buchanan, joins us on the Wester Hotline. Dave, how we doing, man?
Derek, good to talk to you, my man, and excited about this new Bandit spotlight here on your show.
Yeah, and Dave, it's Derek and Zach here. We're both running through this one. But, this is a new thing that we've got for this season, and it is, for new things, a chase for a four-peat. It hasn't been done in the NLL before. So you are kind of chasing history to start the season, and on banner night, it was perfect. You raise it for that third time after that three-peat, and the Bandits go ahead and they win that one going away. I do believe it was 15-11 to open the season against Georgia. So it was a good start for them, but then a tough game against Halifax with a defense and goaltending in Halifax that has been on fire to start their season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the opener against Georgia, you know, things went pretty well, and they were going up against a Georgia team that has a lot of, you know, rookies on there. That was a lot of, for a handful of players on that team, they were playing in their first ever NLL game. And, you know, Buffalo used their experience to kind of take advantage of that situation. The game of Halifax, you're right, Warren Hill's the hottest goaltender in the league. He just started his season giving up two goals against, and then gave up, you know, just eight against the Bandits. And I think some of it, too, is here at the start of the season for the Bandits, you have this kind of off again, on again schedule with these bye weeks, and you've got an offense that is different than the three championship runs. This offense this year is a little bit different with Chase Frazier and Chris Cloutier, you know, signing with Las Vegas in the offseason. So you got an offense that is still maybe looking for a little cohesion. You know, they got off to a good start in the opener against Georgia, scoring 15, but maybe we're looking for a little more cohesion in the game against Halifax. Obviously, Dane and Josh are off to good starts. I think Dane's got, you know, seven goals in his first two games, which is great to see. But, you know, they're looking for a little more from the secondary scoring right now.
And that was the big story about the offseason was they lose Chase Frazier, they lose Chris Cloutier, and it hurts them a little bit with their secondary scoring, because those two, especially in postseason runs, have been very important factors with that secondary scoring. Ian McKay, though, in the regular season picked it up a lot last year, and I would imagine that's the first face I'm looking at to see for who can step up coming up through this season.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the changes to the offense. I mean, last year on the left side, you had Ian and Josh, and you had Chris Clucci in there supporting them. You know, now this year, the left side looks a little different with Chris gone, and they still got Clay Scanlon slotting in there, but a different type of player than Chris Clucci. And now they've got the bigger body on the right side with Mike Triolo, who was in the lineup against Halifax. You've got Lucas Nielsen. Expect him to get some more floor time this year compared to his rookie season. So these new pieces just, you know, you got to get comfortable with playing with Dane and Josh and DeHoga and Ian and Kyle Buchanan. You know, they're going to keep figuring it out as we go along this season.
It might be a little hard, though, to get comfortable, Dave, to start this year. These are some staggered game times for them. I mean, we have them last playing on the 13th, not again until the 28th. Is this normal? I mean, me and Derek were talking about it. There was something like this last year as well, where it was weeks in between each game. Is this something normal with the NLL?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of life in the National Lacrosse League. You know, you've got 14 teams, and out of them, you know, a lot of them are not the primary resident of their respective arena that they play. You know, they've got to share floor time with NHL and NBA franchises and Disney on Ice and concerts and whatever's coming into their building wherever they play. So, you know, you're at the mercy of the schedule makers, not only with the league, but with the arenas these places play in. So the NLL's got to, you know, make the schedule, the season, long enough so teams can fit in all these games with the dates they have available. So it's, you know, it's just part of the process. And for the second year in a row, the Bandits kind of start out with a stop and start run to their season. But, you know, business will pick up as we get into January and February.
Dave, back to the team on the court here. The other big story from the off season being that Matt Vince is back for his age 43 season. He has been incredible throughout his entire career, and then even more so with Buffalo in the postseason, getting to the NLL Finals for each of the 4 years that he's been in Buffalo, winning the last three. Obviously, you're just hoping that you get another solid season here from Vince, get himself another opportunity for that four in a row. But what a career it has been for Matt Vince, and now the fact that he was so dominant in Rochester, he comes here to Buffalo, and it's almost like aging like a fine wine for him.
Yeah, it's hard to believe now. I think this is like Matt's seventh or eighth year in Buffalo, and it's almost as long as he played in Rochester. It felt like he played for the original Nighthawks franchise for forever, but now he's almost gone the same distance here in Buffalo. And Matt, as I joke every time I talk about him, Matt's the only player left on the team that's older than I am by about 3 months. But, you know, he's off to another impressive start this year. You know, he looked very good. He's looked very good in these first two games, typical Matt Vince. It's not always about the amount of saves he makes, but when he makes those saves, I think is one of the things best said about him. And, you know, you got to think about it. These first two games, it's his first on-floor action since the finals last year. Matt doesn't play any summer ball anymore, did not suit up in any of the preseason games, which he really didn't need to. So these were his first two games since the end of last season, and you know, he picked right up where he left off. So it's one of the best things about this Bandits team is having a solid backstop like Matt Vince, but he's also got a great defense around him. And
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It works so well with Steve Priolo and Paul Dawson, and the rest of the, and Cam Warriors and the rest of the guys they got back there.
Dave, last one I've got for you here is they're off for a little bit of time and then they go to Calgary to take on the Roughnecks. One of the few 0-2 teams on the season here in Calgary. Actually, the only 0-2 team. They're one of only two that has not picked up a win yet, but they're the only 0-2 team, so it is an opportunity, though, for the Bandits, though it's on the road, to make sure they get themselves back in the win column against a team that's having a rough go of it to start the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't discount the Calgary Roughnecks, and these two teams have already seen each other this year. They played in the preseason, although the Bandits, when they faced Calgary, did not have any of their veterans in the lineup. It was a very rookie-heavy lineup, so they got throttled by Calgary in the preseason, but Calgary had a more traditional roster while Buffalo was looking at a lot of talent that day. So, and this is a team, while they've lost some pieces, they've got some great young talent. You know, they're led by Tyler Pace, and they've got a great rookie in Noah Manning, who I think is going to be one of the rookie of the year candidates. They've got a good goaltender in Aiden Walsh. So, you know, it won't be easy for Buffalo to go into the Saddle Dome and face the Roughnecks. But it's definitely, I think the next two games are a good opportunity for this team to right the ship and get things headed in for the rest of the season.
It'll be fun to see what storylines unfold this time around, Dave. I mean, we all know that Dane Smith and Josh Byrne are probably going to be amongst the top 10 in NLL scoring, maybe even top 5 together, as they always seem to do. We all know that Matt Vince is going to be probably steady as it goes once again. So it'll be interesting to see what develops through the rest of this season. And I can't wait to talk to you and the rest of the gang about this on a weekly basis here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So thanks for coming on, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to talk to you guys. Have a great holiday season. And, you know, everybody should be ready to get back to Banditland that first weekend in January. That game against Las Vegas is going to be very fun with Chase and Chris Clucci coming back to town. So make sure if you're looking for last-minute gifts, you know, get some Bandits tickets for the season.
I would be very interested to see. I don't know how many video tributes are done for NLL teams, but I would imagine the Bandits
might
put
going.
I might imagine the Bandits might put a good package together for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure the game presentation people will be on their game for that one that night. I'm jealous. The Las Vegas opens their season this weekend, and they're already doing a Chase Fraser bobblehead.
Oh, look at that. They're trying to get the people in there. And they know Fraser's highlight. So he's highlight reel. That's how he is. All right, Dave. We'll talk to you soon enough, though. And can't wait to do this more throughout the year.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's Dave Buchanan on the West Her Hotline, as this is the Bandits Update, brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. Three great locations in Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game.
By the way, real quick.
Yes.
Some NFL news. Could be interesting. Probably won't be. Anthony Richardson. Colts are activating his 21-day practice window.
You need a backup quarterback.
You need a quarterback.
But you need a backup quarterback.
You need a backup. Well, I want to see Riley Leonard do
they
something.
They don't. They very clearly
do not.
They don't have any appetite to have Riley Leonard play more than he had to.
So on that.
Or Riley Leonard's knee is that messed up.
It could be.
It could be that too.
With that being said, Monday night, we know we're getting Phillip Rivers hosting San Francisco. I have talked about how I will happily move off of bad games, no problem. That is one of those bad game potentials, though. I
want to bask in it. I want to bask in it?
I like Phillip Rivers, but buddy, watching some of his plays, watching them back, because I wasn't able to watch it live, but watching them back, yeah, he looks like a guy that's been retired for a few years and is in fact 44.
Yeah, we saw what it's like. If you don't have the optimal time to prepare,
yeah,
it's not great. And like, he had 5 years. Yeah, he's not preparing with NFL speed. That's not a surprise at all. It's probably going to be like this for the rest of the year with him. They are trying to survive. And I would imagine, if I'm really going to be a cynic about this, they might put Richardson back in.
I think they should.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, they absolutely should.
Like, they're trying to survive, and they clearly know that Riley Leonard is not it. If they go the rest of the year with him there, either Richardson's eye injury was that catastrophic, or I don't know what. But yeah, like, it will be interesting to see how Monday goes for them. Mostly because I don't want to necessarily have the AFC playoffs already set with 2 weeks left to go.
Who's their starting quarterback next year, week one? I know. Because there's already reports they're moving off of Daniel Jones. He's not even under contract anyways.
Wow, yeah.
It's not going to be Phillip Rivers.
They don't have first-round picks for a little bit.
It should probably just be Anthony Richardson, but it won't
be. It won't be. He lost the job to Daniel Jones.
Yes.
It's over.
100%. It's probably not going to be Tua because I don't think they can take on that contract, and they don't have – well, it'd be cheaper picks, but I don't think they're going to have the appetite to do that again.
They're probably not trading. You know what?
It'll be Mac Jones. Same thing. It's a trade.
I feel like it's cheaper to get Mac Jones, though.
Than Tua?
Yeah.
Purely because of the contract. You're like, I can't take the contract on. Yeah. I'll give a second-round pickup for Mac Jones just because it'll be cheaper.
I wouldn't even say cheaper. It's easier.
Easier, yeah.
Easier to take on Mac Jones and pay a little price for that. Also, knowing he's a stopgap. Whereas Tua might be trying to fight for a second chance.
He's a stop, and you might actually be able to be pretty good with him. He's done very well this year in San Francisco. Him and Brock Purdy kind of bouncing back and forth just due to injuries.
He was always seen
stuff.
As like the low ceiling quarterback, but it looks like that's not true. Within that draft class, he was actually probably the highest variance. He has a low floor, but when he's on his game, he actually plays pretty well.
I mean, just don't give him Matt Patricia as an offensive coordinator.
Who would have thought?
That's probably the way to not burn his career to the ground.
Thought.
Yeah, I'm just – the Colts – and the reason why I just kind of hate all of it, I don't like that a big move's going to get really punished. Like the Sauce Gardner thing, I like that they did it. It was probably always going to fail. But I now don't want half the league's GMs looking at that going, that's why we don't do that.
That's why we don't do that. That's why we don't swing for the fences. By the way, Sabres taking on the Flyers tonight. It is an ESPN Plus and Hulu game.
Yes, thank you.
The only way you're going to be able to hear Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the call tonight at 7:30 is going to be right here on WGR. Take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here with you on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.